Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is this the first song on our playlist on the bus?
I think so, because I think that kind of gets... Well, the first song has to be Southbound and Down.
Okay,
well,
yeah, we'll start
with that. We get on the bus, but as the trip gets going...
Then
we got to go ahead and get in Sirianni mode, Coach Sirianni mode.
I could see Eastbound and Down being like once an hour.
Oh, yeah, we got to keep playing it.
Yeah, that definitely. That's going to be in heavy rotation.
By the end, everyone's going to know every word.
So here's my question, and then we'll get back to your phone calls. 215-592-9494. What record do we need the Eagles to get to before we really start? Like, we got to get the ball in motion to get this bus trip booked, start getting people, you know, kind of on board. Because that's a big trip. We can't just do it like 2 days before and say, hey, you want to come to New Orleans. If they can beat the Cowboys and the Commanders.
Yeah, I think it's as early as taking first place in the East.
So next Friday.
Yeah.
8-2.
So we got to start putting this trip together?
I mean, yeah. 8-2. We're in the mix.
I don't like that, though. I like being all willy-nilly.
Not your call.
I like doing stuff at the absolute last minute.
Well, then we're not going to have as good of a trip. We need to plan this out.
It's our idea.
Fired.
Yeah,
fire.
Just because you're trying to steal our idea.
He's been trying to commandeer
this thing from us.
Sorry about that. All right. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Big V in Mount Laurel's up.
Big V.
Yo, Big Hugh, what it do?
What's going on, man?
Listen, Kyle, what's happening, bro?
Hey, Big V.
Hey, Kyle. Look, Joe, I don't know what you do in the morning in production, but why do you pick the side of a topic that's going to give you a whole lot of pushback? I don't get it. What are you, a glutton for punishment?
I mean, most people agree with me today. I'm not even talking about it. Most people agree that they went in spite of Sirianni. That's the reality.
Well, most people don't really know football.
I like that. So if the majority disagree, the majority's wrong. I get it. Yeah, it makes sense.
Well, look, the majority voted for Trump. I still think they're wrong, but that's a whole nother story.
Awesome.
But here's the thing in terms of coaching. Coaching is the ability, or coaches have to have the ability to motivate a player to do either one way or the other. So their success, or them operating on an optimum level, is because of the coaching. So if they're coaching in spite of him, or if they're coaching because they agree with playing well because they agree with him, it's still the same thing. We win. You can't separate a win because they're doing it in spite of Sirianni, because that's what he wants. And you don't give him credit when they do it because of Sirianni, because you don't like him. But
well, that's not true. That's not true. I think when he earns credit, he gets it. And a lot of the wins, I don't see what he's doing to help them win the game on the sidelines.
Hey, Joe, listen, the Nile is not just a river in Egypt, okay? Your praises are never as loud as your criticism of Sirianni. Okay, I mean, that's the bottom line. Why don't we do a Twitter poll on that?
On what?
Does Joe Giglio praise Sirianni as loud as he criticizes him?
Well, we know the answer. Polls are designed to find out something you don't know. Everyone will say no. I mean,
I'm putting it up, Big V.
I mean, go ahead. I know the answer. No, it's going to be 90% no. Because guess what?
Yeah, okay.
His blunders are way worse than his positives. Like, you want me to sit here? Oh, let me just do a whole show on his post-game speech in the locker room. Awesome, Big V. When I watched the guy cost him 9 points on Sunday.
Don't drink the perfume.
Cost him 9 points.
Don't drink it.
Sunday. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not drinking that perfume, okay?
Yeah, it sounds like you drank a whole bottle already.
Nah, but listen. Here's the thing. Here's the bottom line. Did we win?
Yes, they won. They played the Jets. Big V, you could have stood there for 3 hours. They would. Once they kicked off on Sunday, they could have replaced Sirianni with you, and they still win the game. Yes, they could have.
Yeah, see, I'm not drinking that perfume either. But what we're going to say is this, okay? And not everybody can coach, because if they did, everybody would, you know? And Sirianni is a good coach. He's got a good record. All right? And here's the thing. He's getting more national attention because of all the local backlash, and everybody nationally just picking up on it.
So it's our fault, Joe.
So you're blaming me that they're ripping him on ESPN?
Oh, Joe, don't give yourself that much credit, well, brother.
No, you said this. I didn't say it. You said it. You're or kinda... blame WIP, not me.
No, I'm blaming a lot of local media.
Okay,
WIP.
I got you.
Because last year there were certain people, I'm not going to mention Giglio, who said that he should be fired.
Taking
polls and everything.
Yep.
Yet he proved you wrong.
Yeah, all the Eagles did last year was prove us wrong.
Hold on a second. I'm not willing to go there yet. They were 10-1 last year. Can we finish this thing out before he said we proved me wrong? They beat the Jaguars.
Before you hang up on me, can I get my worst combination? Because I never get it because you always hang up on me.
No. I always let you give your combination.
You hang up on people?
No.
Did he hang up on me yesterday? Yeah.
Nope.
You hang up on him yesterday?
I don't believe that at all.
You hung up, and after I hung up, you go, thanks for the call, Big D. I heard that part on the radio. Okay, but anyway, here's my worst combination.
What do you got?
Besides Joe Giglio and anybody with common sense,
I mean, you should have just stuck with that one. That would have been a good one.
Yeah, that would have been a good one.
Okay. Then I'll stick with that, although it's not going to win. But
all right, so the combination is Joe Giglio versus anyone with common sense?
Yeah, just versus common sense.
There you go.
Joe Giglio versus common sense.
Yeah, that's worse than oil and water.
Mm, okay.
Back to Sirianni. No, they win because of him.
Oh, stop.
Either it's in spite of him, in spite of his criticism of them, or because of his praise of them. That's what coaches do. That's what they find what the athlete responds to, and they continue to push that button to their success.
Okay.
That's what coaches do. I got you,
Big V. They win because of Nick Sirianni. I mean, you guys are nuts.
Well, hold on. I think Big V tends a little bit too pom-pommy at times.
At times?
Yeah, at times. I think he made a good point on the way out, though.
What, the common sense one?
Well, no, well, that one, but... The Eagles win because of Nick Sirianni the same way that they win because of the good Jalen Hurts plays and not in spite of the bad Jalen Hurts plays. We're not like the Eagles, we come out of every game, they make good plays, they make bad plays. And I sound like Herb saying that.
they run left, they run right, but we talk about
them winning because of the good plays as opposed to winning in spite of the bad ones all the time.
Yeah.
The same can be said for Nick's in-game decisions versus how he gets them prepared during the week and ready to play. They win because of that.
I think, well, that's his best thing, right?
Sure.
Yeah. And it's working now.
Well, so then I just think it's hyper-focused when we talk about the decisions in-game. And a lot of it is, you know, I granted people in the national media, they zero in on the Nick Sirianni stuff. And let's be honest, like, we have a similar formula here at WIP that what sticks to a lot of people from the game
is Sirianni.
But that's also because of the inherent dislike for him, I think.
I think it's part of it. I don't.
Yeah, but it's bonehead. It's still bonehead stuff.
I understand,
though.
But we never come out of a game saying, "Wow, Nick Sirianni and the offense look great." No, it's always Jalen, Kellen Moore, Devontae, AJ. Sirianni doesn't get the credit.
I blame the Eagles partially.
I agree.
The messaging is he doesn't do anything besides game day stuff. Right. So then we get on the game day stuff.
That's true.
I will say this: the messaging started to change until this game this weekend. It was changing. Because whatever Coach Sirianni did to get this team on the right track, it was working. And I think, as a consensus, the fan base was okay with that. You know, the fact that he cut his hair and we all speculated on what was going wrong with him and all this other stuff, there was still some talk about his in-game decisions, but not to this level. I think because people were looking at it like, well, at least he's winning.
Yeah.
I think this week, now you can pick the play, whatever play that he did that you felt was egregious. But the bottom line is there was a bunch of different plays where you felt they were unnecessary. Like I said, the one before the half for me, I just didn't understand the rationale behind going for two as opposed to taking the field goal.
Most did not.
You know, so there was some stuff there that honestly when you talk about it, 9 points, it's a lot of points, man. That's a lot of points. Especially when you talk about the win differential in the NFL is what, 3 to 4 points?
Most games are between that, yeah.
Yeah, 3 to 4 points. So you left 9 points.
That's two games worth of
you know
critical
what I'm saying?
Points.
So I don't think anybody's wrong for wondering about that. Now, you have the fan base and a group that say, well, you know, he's let him be or let him live. That dog, 9 points in the NFL, and I just told you most teams win by 3 or 4 points. That's a lot of points to leave on the field.
Well, then we go to. That's why I said earlier, when we go to the playoffs, those games are likely to be decided by that margin, right? The teams are all good, or at least pretty good to great when you get to the playoffs. That stuff really matters. All right, 215-592-9494. We promise you an update on the Soto situation. You know, everyone here is sacrificing for Soto. I hear people call the afternoon show saying what they're going to sacrifice, and it's awesome, right? We want Soto here. I just hope the Phillies want Soto here as badly as we do. Let's listen to John Heyman, latest yesterday on the teams that are in, that are officially in on the Juan Soto sweepstakes.
Okay, the teams that I believe are in or expected to be in, and again, I'm going to put the Red Sox in there, and I put them in there a week ago when I talked about the Soto negotiations, and I said expected to be in, along with a number of other teams. I think the Giants and the Blue Jays. The Giants and Blue Jays fans were fine with it. The Red Sox fans got all upset, I think, at me, too. I don't know why. I understand they haven't spent. I think maybe they were concentrating on soccer. I don't know. Still recovering from the Mookie Betts mistake. I'm not sure what was going on there, but I do expect the Red Sox to be in. I mean, they've been a little quiet. You may not hear a lot about that, but I believe the Red Sox.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be in there, one of the six teams. Mets, Yankees, Giants, Jays, Red Sox, Dodgers. I got a half dozen teams I think are in. I heard there's a small market team. We'll call that the mystery team for now. Is that likely to happen? Very unlikely.
Wait a minute.
You noticed which team was not mentioned?
Yeah.
No Phillies.
Yeah.
He later wrote a column saying he knows who he unveiled that mystery small market team. The Rays. The Rays, apparently.
They got that kind of bread?
I don't think so, but maybe they're going to try to find it under the couch cushions or something. But they did check in. I don't know what's going on here, Hugh, but I don't like that.
That's a lot of money, man.
I'm surprised and I'm disappointed. If the Phillies aren't really in on the Soto thing, I view it as unacceptable. You got to try.
You know what's funny? I've had a few conversations with a few different people about this, and somebody brought up something that it didn't resonate until now. Mm-hmm. And I think it also kind of kicked in when Angelo was called in. Well, shout out to Angelo because he's going into Sports Hall of Fame tonight, too, by the way. He said something to the effect, how does that going to make Bryce Harper feel? I never thought about that until that's the second time I've heard that.
So you think about it, if Bryce Harper wanted a new contract, they said no so far, mm-hmm. right?
And now you're about to give somebody who's going to be, let's just keep it a bean. If you give him that kind of money, he's the face of the franchise.
He's
right out the gate.
He would. The contract probably would be double Bryce.
Yeah.
Double Bryce.
And he's the face of the franchise right out the gate. I don't think Bryce Harper is the type of cat that would be upset if he has to take a back seat to somebody else. But I don't know him. I don't think he is, but I don't know him like that.
Yeah, so adding to what we
did ask for some more money.
He did.
He did ask for some more money.
Adding to what Heyman didn't say, right, he didn't include the Phillies in the first six teams that are in on the Soto thing. Article today in The Athletic from Matt Gelb, okay? Quote, Phillies officials have been careful not to tip their hand regarding the biggest prize, Juan Soto, but they have downplayed the idea. And then there's a quote here from Dave Dombrowski on the question, would they go big game hunting again? Quote, our ownership allows us to do a lot of things, but sometimes that's not what you want. We have a lot of good star players on our team, so read that as you would. Okay, and then Gelb ends it with this. They will monitor the Soto market, but they might be compelled to pursue other solutions before Soto signs. I do not love this. It just feels
don't sound like it's about to be.
It feels
what
like
you think it is.
They're just like greasing the skids for, yeah, we're not really going to do this.
We tried, but not really.
Well,
it's a lot of money, man.
I never expected them, since we started this, to actually land them, but I expected them to try. Like, if you ask me what happened to you, I think the Mets owner is going to just outbid everybody, and they're probably going to get them.
Yeah, because they got the most bread right now, right?
They do. And if that happens, it happens. But I expected the Phillies to really try. And the vibe today was, not really going to try. So I'm not pleased about that because I just feel like this is a once in a, I don't know, 20 years kind of free agent. Maybe 10 years if you include because Machado and Harper were similar. But I think he's in some ways better. Like, how do you not get involved?
Yeah. I mean, especially when you talk about what he could potentially be in this lineup. That's what I thought. And then on top of that, I don't know. Because there are also stories out there where you're, what was it, Brandon Marsh and Alec Bohn.
And Castellanos.
Castellanos,
the, like
you're willing,
offers,
to, yeah, yeah. You're willing to move on from those guys. So I'm thinking that if that is the case, that you're probably going to consider making a move for a guy like Soto. Because you're moving three key components to your team from last year.
Yeah, clearing out space, yeah. You would think. I'm struggling to read what's going on here, but my read today is that they're not going to push as hard as we want them to, and they're going to go down a different path this offseason. We will see. All right, 215-592-9494. Rob in Delco. Hey, Rob.
Just a few. Kyle, what's up, boys?
What's going on, man?
Listen, I got a couple quick things before I get to my point. Are Kyle socks like, they're not like Hello Kitty socks or with daisies on.
No, they just, I think they just look,
they're just regular thin black
thin
socks.
Like, your puppies must be humming at the end of the day if you're wearing no socks.
Dude, my feet do not stink. Like, I don't play that. I make sure I put like little perfumes and stuff on my little feet.
Oh,
my feet don't stink.
A 95 degree day or something, you're out.
Oh no, I make sure my feet. I put stuff in my shoes every day.
What do you mean, baby powder?
I got this. I got this spray. It's called for when you like. It's called Blunt Power. It's for when you smoke weed in your car.
Oh,
but I use it for my shoes, and it kills the smell.
I've heard dryer sheets work.
Oh. Well, that too.
For maybe. Shoes or the other thing?
Shoes.
Okay, I'm trying to follow along. Go ahead, Rob.
That's right, you, man. For a big, manly guy, you take care of some delicate things like your feet.
Yeah, man, I'll take care. Hey, man, because, you know, you can't be the big funky dude. Can't do that. That's not a good look.
And if you are, just wear your girlfriend's socks.
Yeah, that's okay. Work.
There you go. And listen, I got a good answer for you at the end. But, Joe, you touched the nerve, and I'm going to be a hot take guy here for a second, okay?
Okay.
Sixers are going to play 5 games with Paul George, Tyrese Maxey, and Joel Embiid. How's that sound? 5 games all year. And they're not going to make the playoffs. How's that sound for a hot take, Joe?
Look, Kyle said earlier the season is over. I don't think it's a crazy thought. I mean, at best, it feels like we're headed towards a play-in, and the three stars are going to play like 25 total games together, if that.
It's gonna be. I'm telling you, it's going to be 5. You know what's going to happen? You're 1-6 now. When the guy comes back from suspension, I'm not even going to say his name anymore. He's got to get in game shape. So is he going to be on a minutes restriction?
Yep.
Then all of a sudden, you're 1-8, 1-9, 1-10. Then he's played 6 games in a row, Hugh. So he's got to take off for a little bit. And now Tyrese is back. And then maybe Paul gets dinged up. And then Joel comes back. And then after 6 more games, Joe's got to sit out again. I can't take it anymore. I want them to sell the team. I want to start over from scratch. Because by the time we're any good, Tyrese will be old. He's a young guy. I know we can move him. I love him. But I'm ready to blow it up, Joe. I'm just done. And I don't even know how you watched him last night to the point when Tyrese got hurt. Because I stayed up till pretty late. I don't know what point in the game he got hurt.
Yeah, it was second half. I was in and out. I was kind of half falling asleep. The bottom line, I'm watching because I wanted to see George in his second game. Like, all right, is he coming along here? And I thought he was better in the first half. But, you know, when you take Tyrese out, they can't score. I mean, like, they just can't score.
I mean, can I get my team back? Can I get my Sixers back? You know what I mean? Like, we're in limbo now here. And Hugh, I just can't take it anymore. I'm going to go watch college basketball, Joe. Come see me in April with the Sixers.
Oh, it'll probably be a better product at this point. All right, Rob, what do you got for us? Bad combo.
All right, I got a $300 million bad combo for you. Trey Turner and his defense.
Crazy. Yeah, that you're preaching to the choir right there. That's a great one. Trey Turner and his defense.
That is a good one. I like that one.
Yeah, well, it's one that's not going away. Speaking of issues that just persist, because remember they said they weren't going to move his position?
Because he got a chance to go to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
The position he's in.
He could buy a ticket, because that's the path.
And then we see yesterday that Mookie Betts is, the Dodgers are moving Mookie Betts to wherever they want to put their team in a better position to, you know, by the way, they just won the World Series.
But when certain people around here say move Turner to the outfield, and everyone cries.
Oh, well, I mean, you're just a Trey hater.
That's all I am, just a hater, because the guy can't play the position. All right, Tom in Middletown. What's up, Tom?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Tom, what are you thinking?
Dude, I really wish I had like an 8-minute segment to talk, because I know I don't, because there's so much I want to say to both of you guys. So I'll get to it. When I get sponsored, I'll get on there.
Okay, but yeah, well, the Tom segment. We'll bring it to you by a certain company, and then you can just go. Yeah, I like it.
All right, listen, I'm going to get to the point. Joe, back off of Sirianni. Just back off.
Back okay, away. Just slowly back. Hands up. Back away. Just get away from Sirianni.
Back up off him.
Your poll question is skewed. Listen, we're 6-2. Could be 2-6, and then we'd really be screaming. All right, we're 6-2. Mm. We're in competition for the division. Where are the Cowboys?
They stink. They stink.
About to send their butt home.
Okay. So now we're not winning in spite of our coach. We're winning because of our coach. Now, if McAvey was doing all this kind of stuff, he'd be innovative. He'd be like, he's like one of the most genius minds of the world. Sirianni's just trying to figure out what he's got with this team right now. And we did all those. You know, we took some big chances, and yes, I disagree with one or two of them, but we did it against the Jaguars. We come on. You there?
No, we listen. The floor is yours, bro.
It's cook time. Yeah,
it's time for you to do your thing.
I'm sorry. So back off Sirianni. If I'm not mistaken, isn't he, 41 and 19?
I think it's 40 and 19, yeah.
Okay, 40 and 19.
He called in the Dallas game this weekend. That's what he's doing.
You're calling the win
he
already?
He called the win in Dallas.
I like that.
He's been to the playoffs every year that he's been here and the Super Bowl.
Mm. Well, the team has. He's been with the team.
Okay, but is he not the head coach of the team?
Yeah, he is. That's his title, yep.
All right, so I just think that you're banging Sirianni too hard, and I think you're
banging him too hard, Joe.
Hugh, I got some stories for you. Like, I agree with you on the, you know, when you're going out to, you know, have a beverage, mm-hmm. you go out to have a beverage. You don't mix it with eating.
No, I don't drink your dinner.
Tom,
I drink my dinner.
You got to pair food and drink.
Listen, and if I have a minute, and I got a good answer for you at the end.
Okay, so. Yep.
All right, when I was a kid, I used to go out with my grandfather and his brothers, and we would go to a little establishment. And they would all order beers, and I'd order a beer and a sandwich. And they said, what are you doing? You don't dip into your beer money for a sandwich. You go home, and your grandma will make you a sandwich.
So yeah, you're saying all the money you got, whatever your fund is for that night, you use on the drinks?
If you're out there for the drink, yes. That's what you do.
Well, how old were you drinking beer?
I was going to ask
you
that question.
You just had your kid. You mean like 18, 19, or 7?
I was 16.
We were, Tom, I was trying to help you out. We said 19. I kept saying 19.
But dude, listen, I'm 61 years old now, so this is back in the day. So.
Yeah, this is a while ago.
Okay.
I get it. Now, Tom, I get the point. And if you have limited funds for the night, maybe you just go towards one or the other. I get that. But if you could swing it, you know, you could food and drink pair together. All right, Tom, what is your bad combination?
I'll tell you what. And you can pair any food together as a bad combination, but I'm going to go sports since it's a sports show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Billy Morton and George Steinbrenner.
It's a very good one. They had. I think he fired him, four times? He kept rehiring?
Five times.
He
fired him five times.
It's a good one, Tom. I like that. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, our final segment, for your calls at Sirianni Bad Combos. We got to give away a winner name, qualify someone for the grand prize, the ultimate tailgate giveaway. Plus, we got a new Conklin song about the Dallas Cowboys. It is Cowboy Week. Let's have some fun at their expense. And we'll have that for you next. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Get ready to tackle NFL action with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. All right, tonight, I like the Bengals plus the 6.5 tonight on the road in Baltimore. I'll take Bengals plus 6.5. Give me a Derrick Henry anytime touchdown, and I'll go with a Ja'Marr Chase anytime score. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to make every moment more of the season. FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94 WIP.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.